Brett Lear has been on the job as Sonoma County's new head librarian for just 8 months now, but he's lost no time in making his presence felt. His latest project is a series of 4 community visioning meetings in which he's inviting library users and others to reimagine those facilities as they might be in the near future.
First of all, I don't believe we've had a strategic plan written in about 10 years, so it's time that we get one written. And being a new director, I do think it's important that we pick 3 or 4 things to really focus on. And since it's the People's Library, I really want that to be a community-driven process.
I think it's outstanding that the library administration is going to the public to ask what they would like in a public library.
Dina Bliss is a member of the steering committee for Sonoma County Save Our Libraries, an ad hoc citizens group that has pushed back against reduced hours at the libraries.
It's long overdue, and I'm grateful that we have a new administrator at the helm who is interested in hearing what the public has to say about what they'd like in their public library.
The issue of library hours is certainly expected to come up at these meetings, which will be held on successive Thursday evenings at the libraries in Healdsburg, Rincon Valley, Sebastopol, and Petaluma. But Lear is hoping to hear about other desires as well.
I do believe the public misses their libraries on Mondays, and most of the libraries are also closed on Sundays. What we're looking to do with this process is to make sure that we're putting the money that we do have into the areas that the public wants. Unfortunately, if Mondays come up as the top priority through this process, I do think that we would struggle to be able to do that with our current funding.
And while Bliss continues to advocate for expanding access to the county's library facilities through staggered hours or revised budgetary priorities, she agrees that an expanded vision for the system will be essential to get there.
This is not the first county that has encountered a troublesome budget while it tries to provide services. There are examples of creative thinking and creative responses all over the country, from very small to very large libraries, where libraries have tried to increase the hours and services that they make themselves available to their public. So it isn't as though we have to invent the wheel. There are wheels to be imitated.
For Lear, that could well include new access to popular technologies.
There's libraries out there that have digital media centers where teenagers can create films, music, really prepare themselves for college and life after college around technology. We have a 3D printer now in our library. So there's certainly things that we can do around technology to help kids and adults get ahead. So that becomes a priority of our public. We'll look to put some of our funds towards that.
After all the public input has been gathered, he explains, library staff will compile it into a set of goals and objectives to implement whatever priorities have emerged.
Then we'll actually have a written plan to guide the work that we do. I'm hoping that most of what we come up with is fundable because we do have to live within our current means for the time being.
But following the narrow defeat of a 1/8-cent sales tax measure to support local libraries last November, Lear says he is studying the possibility of placing another proposal before the local electorate, perhaps as soon as November of next year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.